Let's begin. Okay, I wanted to see a topic today that's very fascinating about an element of shlichus, which is the concept of mili. Okay, mili lo minshun l'shliach, and the Mishnah says on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Aleph, it says, if you tell two people, Tznu get l'ishti, if a guy says to two or three people, Tznu or Kisvu, Tznu get l'ishti, the halacha is, they can do it, okay? However, what happens if he says to three people, what's the halacha? He says to three people, Amar l'shlosha, Tznu get l'ishti, what's the halacha in that case? So the halacha is that they can tell other people, according to a mayor, they're allowed to tell other people. So if a husband tells three guys to tell other people, if a husband tells three guys to write up and give a get, they can tell other people, says Reb Meir. Okay? Reb Meir says if you tell three people, then those three people can tell what? Those three people can tell other people. Reb Yossi says it's not allowable. Reb Yossi says you can, in fact, tell the Beis Nagadol Shirbi Shalayim, and it doesn't work. Okay? And the Gemara here on Daf Samach Vavim and Beis says the reason is because there is a principle called Mili Lo Minsur L'Shliach. That if you give something over to a Shliach, you're not allowed to give words over to a shliach. Okay? What does that mean, you're not allowed to give a word to a shliach? So Rashi says the following here. Rashi says, on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, Rashi says, Ilo Mimsarun, Upasal Dachamilim Ba'alma Masulu, Veinen Chosrin, Vinimsarim Lesofer. Meaning, Mili Lo Minsur L'Shliach means that you're not allowed to give a Shliach words, and the Shliach is not allowed to pass down the words. Okay? He's not allowed to give over the words to someone else. This is the principle of Mili Lo Minsur L'Shliach. And the way the Mordechai has this is that, again, if you tell three people, Reb Meir says, no problem. That Beis Din can give it over to other people. If you tell three people according to Reb Yossi, you're not allowed to give it over. Two people, everyone will agree that it's a problem. The whole machloikis is by three, but by two, everyone agrees you're not allowed to give it over. What is the issue? The issue is Mili Lo Minsur L'Shliach. Why is that a problem? Why is Mili Lo Minsur L'Shliach a problem? Why is this considered to be a problem, Mili Lo Minsur L'Shliach? What is the problem? So the pashtus is that there are two problems. One problem with Mili is as follows. That there's a problem in the appointment. If I tell a guy words, if I give a guy words, I didn't give him a get, I didn't give him guest kiddushin, I gave him words. That is a chisaron in the minui, in the appointment of the shliach. And that's the simplest reading, or the impression you get from Rashi here, is that when in fact you appoint this man, you get the impression from Rashi, and this is the chiddush, is that by the shliach rishon, there is a what? And this is the problem. The shliach rishon is a problem of mili. The shliach rishon, there is a problem of mili. Not that what? Not that there's a chesaron in the minui. The other approach is that the shliach rishon can't give over words. The shliach rishon, lo yachol. I want you to get what this means. Lo yachol batei tvarim. You understand what I'm saying? But the mishaleach can say anything he wants to the shliach. The chesaron is from the mishaleach to the shliach. He can't give him words. You follow me? The second approach is that the Shliach Rishon can't give up words, but the Meshaleach can give over words to the Shliach Rishon. Shliach Rishon lo yachol latei dvarim. But the Meshaleach can give the first Shliach dvarim. You understand what I'm saying? Is the problem of Mili a problem from the very outset? That's the first approach. Is it a problem in the actual appointment of the first Shliach? Therefore, he can't even give the first Shliach words? He's got to give him a getter, he's got to give him Kesed Kedushin? Or do you say, no, that the Chisaron of Mili is a problem that the Shliach Rishon can't give over words? And Rashi is Mashma, and this is the Pashtus Lamaisa. Rashi is Mashma, that like the second approach here. What did Rashi say here? It's what the Shliach can't do. He can't go ahead and give it over to the Sofer. You follow me? From Rashi, it's not a problem in the Minui. From Rashi, it's a problem the Shliach Rishon can't do. That's what's Mashma for Rashi. Bidah, Samad Bob on the base. Everyone got this? Oh. I'll give you a good nafkamina. The Maharit Paskins, Ladini, Maharit. The Maharit is in Chelik Al Simon Kuf Kof Zayin. Can I appoint a Shaliach to be Makdish an object for me? Yes or no? I ask Yossi, be Makdish my this object for what? For the Mizrach. Can I do it or not? No, he says. Chelik Al Simon Kuf Kof Zayin. Why does he say you can't? Why does the Mari say you can't? Because what's the pshat? What's the problem? What's the din? Because what's the chisaron? The chisaron is in what? The minui. I can't even make the... Because what am I telling him to do? I'm not telling him to take a get. I'm not telling him to take money. I'm telling him to do words. To be mocked or something. If you hold like the first approach, the Maharit says you cannot appoint a shliach to be Makdish an object. This is the chiddush of the Maharit. That's the chiddush of the Maharit. Tremendous chiddush. That's the way he views this din. Now, the Maharit asks, and I want you to get this. The Maharit asks on himself, what are the makoros of shlichus and kol Torah Kuhu? How do you know shlichus works? Where does it come from? The Gemara in the beginning of the second period of Kedusha learns it out from Truma, Yippin, and Kedusha. It's a Memazim from all three together. And we learn out of Din Shlichus and Kol Torah Kuhu from Truma, Yippin, to Kedusha. So he asks the following kasha. If Truma is one of the what? Makaros for what? For Shlichus. So how can you tell me I can't appoint a Shlichus to do what? To do Hektish. What's the difference? Just like Truma Shlichus works, so to Hektish Shlichus should work. What's the answer? Because Truma, it's a Maisa. Truma is considered to be a Maisa. Hektish is not considered to be a Maisa. That's what the Maharit says. Please get this. Then the Machane Ephraim asked and says, but Hektish, Machshav is also considered to be like a Maisa. So what must you say? And I want you to get this chiluk. Afroshish Truma is done through a Maisa Afroshim. Even if you do it in your mind or through Dibor, it's considered a Maisa. Hektish is not considered to be a Maisa. It's done through Machshav or Dibor, but it's not considered to be a Maisa. It's not considered to be a Maisa. The bottom line, after it's all said and done, Hektish can be accomplished Shalo Ayyadei Maisa. It's Ayyadei Machshav or Ayyadei Dibor. Truma can be accomplished through Dibor and what? Machshav, but it's considered to be a Maisa. Why is that difficult? That's what you're going to have to say according to the Maharit. Does everyone get that, Chiluk? The Machane Ephraim asked on the Maharit and said that it still should be considered to be a what? A Maisa. Heck, this should be considered to be a Maisa. You know what I'm saying? So the answer that we're saying is the Maharit must have held that bottom line is when it comes to Truma, it's considered to be a Maisa. When it comes to Hektish, the bottom line is it's considered to be a Machshava. That's Shvirus. Why? What's the famous principle by Hektish? Amir Lekavola. What does the Gemara say? You don't need a kinyan to give something to Hektish, right? You don't have to make a kinyan. Amira legavah is because Mesir lehedyatom. That means it's like a Maisa. The Gemara has a famous din in Kedusha that Amira legavah is because Mesir lehedyatom. So the bottom line is it's a very, very big Kiddush, Lamaisa, this is Maharit. But what I want to bring out is, and this is what I want to bring out, Lamaisa, is that the Maharit, Lamaisa, and there might be, I'll tell you a very good cover to this. Can you appoint a shlich to represent you for a prosbul? So the Marikash says you cannot. Because that's also making a prosbul. The Ron writes in the Tshuvas at Simonai and Tanis, Mili. Mili lo mimsrim l'shlich. So this is what I'm shlich rishon, there's a psul mili. The Maharit writes, please get it, you cannot be makbish on yidei shlich. So what I'm saying is that efshar lahakdish al yidei shlich. What that means is he's learning that the problem of ma'al mili is number one. It's a chisard in the minui. You haven't given him a maisa to do. You've only given him words to do. And this Rebbe Kiv Eger argues very strongly. He says, he argues very, very strongly, Lomaisa, on this what Ma'arit, and he claims you can be makdish ayideh shliach. You can. You can tell a shliach to makdish. Because what does Rebbe Kiv Eger hold? What's the chisar of mili? That the shliach rishon can't give over words. But I myself can appoint the shliach rishon to do words. The machlekes Rebbe Kiv Eger and the Ma'arit, can you appoint a shliach to do makdish? Can I ask you to makdish something for me? That speaks to the din of Mili lo mimsrim l'shliach. And you know what? You might ask me, what on earth is, where did Gemara get this concept of Mili lo mimsrim l'shliach from? What is the makor? So the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Yordaya Siman Shinchav Avter Maskav Achrei writes, where do we learn out shlichas from? Kiddushin, Gerushin, and Truma. What's the commonality of all those three things? They are what? What are they? You give a get to a shliach. You give kedushin to a shliach, kesef for star. Truma. You tell a shliach to be mafreshim. They're all meisim. Shliach is only words, David, on actions. Does not work on words. That's the marker. That is the marker of meisim. Plus the fact that Chasam Sofer writes, there is a deya in the Seches Nedarim and Ayadeism and Beis that says, a husband can be made for his wife's vows, right? Nedarim. Can the husband appoint a shliach to be made for? One opinion says no. Why not? Because what do you do when you annul? Words. You can't appoint a shliach to do words. So you see the chisar in Lamaisa is what? What do you see the chisar? And this is the chiddush. The chiddush is the chisar of what shlichus does not apply to words. It only applies to actions. And it'll even be a chisar in the original minui. Fine. We got this. This is as an introduction to this unbelievable cloud called Mili, which means words. Lo mimsrim l'shlich. We're not giving over l'shlich. Does that mean that it's a chisar from the mishalech, or is it a chisar only from the shliach rishon onward? Nachkemina, can you appoint the shliach to be makdish an object for you? Machlokes Ma'arit and Rebbe Kiv Eger. Isaac, you follow me? If you hold it's chisar in the minui, then you cannot appoint a shliach, even a shliach rishon, to makdish. If you say it's chisar, the shliach rishon can't pass on words, why can't I appoint a shliach, the shliach, to be a shliach rishon, to be makdish? No problem. This leads us to the following. Please get this. The Gemara there continues and says that there is a concept called Omer Imru. What is Omer Imru? The Gemara on the bottom of the Omer. What happens if the husband says, you two guys tell other guys to write and give it? Mili was where you told the first group, and they on their own told another group. Reb Meir said it's fine. If it's three, Reb Yosef says it's bad. Mili lo mitzru shlich. What happens though if you tell the guy, you tell the guys to tell other guys? Omer Imru. Get that phrase down. That's what Omer Imru means. Because Omer Imru is that kosher or puzzle? Machloikis Amaroi. Kosher or puzzle? There are 2 days. Okay? Shmuel holds his pocket kosher. And other Amaroi say it's not. Puzzle. They say Omer Imru is not a puzzle. Rebbe Kiv Eger explains, what's this machlokes all about? How would you be masked with this whole machlokes? So you know what Rebbe Kiv Eger says? Beautiful pshat. What do you say? You tell me. If you hold that the chisaron of Mili is what? that the Shliach Rishon can't give over words, right? But the Baal can give over words to the Shliach Rishon, right? Then if the Baal tells the Shliach Rishon, tell the Shliach Sheni, then it should be good. If the whole Chisaron is number two, that the Shliach Rishon himself can't give over words, but if the Baal is the director, and the Baal tells what? The Shliach Rishon, say it to the Shliach Sheni to do it, then Omer Imru is kosher. So I'm going to write that down. Omer Imru is kosher, the fee, Efsharut Shnia, the second approach. You follow what Zimmer got there? Makes sense, no? If the whole Chisaron is what? That the first Shliach himself can't say other words. But if the Baal, the original guy said, tell another guy, then why shouldn't it be good? But if you hold number one, that it's a Chisaron immediately, then even if the husband what? Tells the first guy to tell another guy, tells the first guy to tell another guy, it still should be bad. The theme of Sharut Shirishna. This is the pshat of who? Of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Baltic pshat of Rabbi Akiva Eger. This is how he explains this pshat. Ah. Now, I seems to be a bit of a steer in Rashi's. Why is it a bit of a steer in Rashi's? How are we medayik in Rashi and Daf Samachov? That what? Yossi? Excellent. So what'll Rashi's psak be by Homer Imru? Kosher or puzzle? I can't hear you. Kosher. Excellent. That's a Rashi's mashma on Simon Kovan Bays. Aye. They ask a kosher Rashi on Ayin Alechum and Bays is mashma. That the halach is that there's a chisaron of mili. Mili is a chisaron even in the minui. Rashi seems to go like the first approach. Steer in Rashi. What's the answer? The answer is, please get it. It comes out to be a beautiful teretz. What's the teretz? Says the Cheshik Shlomo or Shlomo Levilna. Rashi on Dafai and Alf is going like the modern holds Omer Imru is what? Is puzzle. Rashi and Daf Samach Vav and Beis is going like the day that holds what? Omer Imru is what? Kosher. There's no steer in Rashi's. Rashi by us and Samach Vav is going according to the matter where Omer Imru is kosher. Therefore, the Chisaron is only what? Considered to be the second approach. Therefore, Omer Imru is kosher. Rashi and Daf Ayin Aleph is going like the man that holds Omer Imru is what? Is puzzle. So there's no steer in Rashi's. We got this? Yes? Oh. Very good. Now, Lamaisa, let's take this a step further now. Okay? Let's take this a step further. In the beginning of the fourth parak, okay? Before we get to the fourth parak, let's turn to the Taisus Rid. Okay? Let's turn to the Taisus. Does everyone have the Taisus Rid? Who doesn't have the Taisus Rid? Josh? Okay. Yitzi. Oh. David, you have the Taisus Rid? Okay. Pass back Mark. To Mark. Okay, here we go. Let's look at the Taisus Rid. Has everyone heard of the principle, Mike, has anyone heard of the principle of Shliach Osa Shliach? Has anyone heard of the principle of Shliach Osa Shliach? Right? You can appoint a Shliach. We know that, yes? How do you know a Shliach can appoint another Shliach? It's a Gemara b'Feirush and Kedushim b'Daf what? Daf Nemal b'Maral. It says v'Shilach. V'Shilach b'Shilcha. Shliach Osa Shliach. Okay? Oh. Take a look at the Taisus Rid here inside. Let's take a look. Oh. I'm going to read here. You got it? Everyone got it? Look inside. Ha'ish Mikadish. Okay? Look inside. Sheshliach Osa Shliach. Perish. Debal Mash V'Shliach. The husband can make a Shliach. Can it's not very chain to get it. Osa Beisim Shafa V'Chulet. Aval Shliach D'Isha Lomatze Shavi Shliach. Wow. You got this? Mishum de mili ninu. Shalom Masra lo Aish el advarim ba'alma. Iskabel ikiti v'kaimelan k'rabiyani siri perka omer diskabel. That's our sugya. Number mili lo mimshum ashliach. Oh, so what does he start off saying? Please get it. The concept of shliach osa shliach is only by the shliach laholacha. A shliach laholacha can make a shliach osa shliach. Shliach laKabbalah represents a woman cannot, because that would be mealy. Everyone got it? That would be mealy. Oh. So then he says, so why is a shliach laholacha making another shliach not mealy? Why not? Lodomi l'shliach d'bal. Underline it. The muscle of chefzo umatzil l'shav yishliach kede pershinim b'kunches atshulis. Wow. A shliach l'holacha can make another shliach l'holacha. David, why not? Why is it not just words? Because what does the shliach l'holacha give the next shliach? He gives him a get. He gives him an object. That's not mealy. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Mordechai says also. Mordechai also says pretty much explicitly in Gittin, in Perek Vav Oschof, he says the Kabbalah, we'll get to that, Lamaisa, okay? We'll get to that, but this is, let's first go through the Taisus Rid first piece. Taisus Rid says that Shliachos or Shliachos only by a what? Who's it by? A Shliach Lo'olacha. But by a Shliach LaKabbalah making another Shliach David, it's called Mili. What's the difference? Because a shliach l'kabbalah is just saying words. She appoints a shliach l'kabbalah to represent her, to accept the get. To appoint another shliach l'kabbalah, that's just words. You follow me? But a shliach l'holacha is giving a get. And therefore it's a chefza. And therefore it's fine. We got it? So a shliach osa shliach is only marked by a shliach l'holacha, right? Not by a shliach l'kabbalah. Who argues? Get it down. The Meiri in Kedushin. Dibramasko Kishen writes that shliach osa shliach always is good. Bein b'kedushin, bein b'gerushin, bein b'olacha, bein b'kabbalah. And there are many shittas quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Mem Gimel. So the first step is that the Meiri argues on that and says, no, shliach osa shliach is both by the olacha and the kabbalah. Okay, we got it? Very good. Vaiterna, okay. Next piece in the Taisus Rid. Ashkechon begerushin bekedushin minol. How do you know shliach is by gerushin? The shiloh. How do you know kedushin is by? How do you know shliach is by kedushin? What does the Gemara say there? Your makish avaya liyitziyin. Right? We link avaya liyitziyin kedushin with gerushin. Take a look. Ashkechon begerushin bekedushin minol. Perushin. How do you alfin bekedushin sheish mekadesh ayri shliach? Avaloshia shliach yasi shliach. Oh, 1 second. Shlichus works by kedushin. You're right, but shliach osa shliach, the whole concept, Eitan, only works by a shliach olacha by what? By giddin. It does not work by what? By kedushin. Unbelievable. Mishum demili ninu. It's mili. Sha'amar lo say the kiddush li'isha. You say, go out and mekadesh a wife to me. Nafilu maslo shum chefetz. Even if you give him money, lo domi leget. It's not like a get. Why is it not like a get? She'agetu dover amegarish. She knows what a get in koach l'shliach l'garsha. Let's say a guy wants to divorce his wife. He gives the shliach a get, and the shliach loses the get. What's it do? Can he rewrite his own get to represent the husband? Yes or no? Of course not. It's got to go right. It's got to go back to the husband. It's got to be rewritten lishma. We learned all about lishma with Rava, right? Correct. A foul money. Does he have to go back and get the money from the husband? No. He can take his money out of his own wallet and represent the husband. If it's a kedusha shemasa lo imnovad, if it's lost, yochel lekatsha lo mishalo. Wow! Please get this. What's the second Tosfos Rit say? The first Tosfos Rit said what? That shliach osa shliach is what? Is only by what? Shliach l'holacha, not by shliach l'kabbalah, because it's mili. Second Tosfos Rit even breaks it down even further and says shliach osa shliach by shliach l'holacha is only by gittin. Because by Gittin, you've given him something chashuv. You've given him something real, real chashuv. The writing is, David, that if the get is lost, you've got to go back to the husband to get it. whereas Kedushin, Kesef, right? If you give it, money's kosher, I agree with you, but not in this area. If he loses the money, he can take the money out of his own wallet and represent the husband. You follow me? Therefore, he hasn't been given anything strong, he's been given only mili. And therefore, shliach lo also shliach by kedushin. Does everyone get that? Please get that. The second place is where it even breaks it down further. That shliach lo also shliach by lo halacha is only by kitten, but not by kedushin. Now, two kedushin from this place is written. Number one, let's get it. What happens if you're dealing with kedusha shtar, which has to be written lishma? What do you say if it has to be written lishma? Kedusha shtar. You have to go back to the what? You have to go back to the husband to rewrite it. So the Tosas Rid would agree that if you're dealing with shtar, he would agree that shliach hos a shliach by a shliach lo halach. That he would agree to. By kesef, he will not agree to it because that's called mili. That's called mili. Okay? We got it? That's the first chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. The second chiddush of the Tosfos Rid, I'll be smart. Let me ask you. What is the litmus test if you've given this guy something in the chashuv or not? What does he say? Is if you have independence, meaning if you could take your money out of your own pocket, then it's considered to be mili, right? If you always got to go back to the guy, then what? It's not called mili. Wouldn't you have said the opposite, Apisvara? No? Wouldn't you say the more independent the shliach would be, the more powerful he is? Wouldn't you have thought that, Apisvara? What does the Tosfos Rid say? The Tosfos Rid say, if you have to run back to the Baal, then you can appoint another shliach. If you don't have to run back to the Baal, then you can't. I would have thought the opposite. No, I'll be smarter. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying, I'll be smarter? Josh, you follow what I'm saying? I'll be smarter. I would have said, the more independent he is, that he doesn't have to run back to the one husband, I would think he's powerful, he can make his own shliach. The more that he has to run back to the husband, I would say he's less powerful and he wouldn't be able to make shliach. That's what it said, pum fakert. Ellie, you follow what I'm saying? I'll be smarter. You know what I'm saying? According to what does the Tosfos Rid say? That if the get's lost, he's got to go back to run to the husband and rewrite a new get. It's got to be written lishma. So that means he's got power. The shliach, he can appoint his own shliach. Whereas by kesef, kedushin, it's lost, you can just take the money out of your own wallet. Therefore, you're not strong, you can't appoint your shliach. I would have said the opposite, no? You hear what I'm saying? So the answer is, maybe that's what you're going to say, but the answer is the following. This speaks to what? What does the Tosfos Rid hold? The Tosfos Rid holds that what is the chisaron of mili? It's a chisaron in the minui. Meaning that if you haven't given your shliach something important, if you haven't given him a chefsa, if you haven't given him an object of importance, then it's a nothing. It's intangible. All it is words and words alone. And therefore you have not created a shliach. You follow what I'm saying? And the litmus test for that is that how important is it? Do you always have to run back to the husband? If you always have to run back to the husband, then the husband is giving you something of importance. He's giving you a treasure. He's giving you a real treasure. And the raya is, if it's lost, it always has to be regenerated by the husband. And he's given that to you. Since he's given that to you, that's not called mili. Whereas kesef, he didn't give you a treasure. If that money gets lost, what can you do? All you can do, all you're able to do is pull money right out of your pocket. Therefore, he hasn't given you a treasure. Therefore, all of this is mili. You follow what I'm saying? That's the order of the Tosfos Rid. What we want to bring out is that the Tosfos Rid is working with the chisaron of mili. Otherwise, it really makes no sense. Mike, you follow what I'm saying? Maybe that's what you were going to say. It speaks to the notion of, did you really make an assignment? Did you make a formal appointment? Well, the litmus test is did you give him something that was a treasure that really can only come from you. A get is something like that. Kesef Kedushin doesn't have to come from you. The Shliach could take it out of his own very own pocket. So this appointment is not a real big appointment. You hear what I'm saying? That's the love this year. That's what we want to be masked for the taste of spirit. John, go ahead.
Then should the woman of the work that should Kedushin should be able to make a conversion?
Oh, we're going to get to it. Excellent caution. Well, not necessarily. We're going to see. You're thinking of something else from us. That's not a problem, because that's part of the Jair Sarkosim. I gave him something kosher for Maisa. Nurse, you're saying, why is there... Nurse John's asking, Lamaisa, we're saying Chisar and Mili, if you hold Omerim is puzzle, right, which is Omerim, John's really... Okay, John's asking, how do you actually... Let's hold on that kosher. It's a good kosher. It's a very good kosher. Okay? John's asking, how do you make a Shliach Rishon then? Right? You haven't given him a treasure. Okay, good. It's a good caption. Let's hold on. Okay? But does everyone have this? This is the Shita of the Tosis Rid. So please get it. Okay? This is the Shita of the Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid holds, Lamaisa, that Shliach Osa Shliach is only by what? What is the Tosis Rid Shita? That Shliach Osa Shliach is only by what? Gittin. Not by Kedushin. Only by get. Again, there are two Tosis Rids. The first Tosis Rid that Shliach Osa Shliach is only by Shliach Olacha. Can never work by Shliach Kabbalah. Second Tosis Rid says Shliach Osa Shliach only works by get, not by Kedushin. Okay, who argues on this? Please get it. Number one, who argues on this is as follows. The Mordechai in Gittin, okay, in Perek Vav, Os Tav Chav, writes, B'shem Yesh Meforshim, please get it, that Shliach Osa Shliach works by Gittin and by Kedushin. Beferish Mordechai. It's a Beferish Mordechai. It works both by Gittin and by Kedushin. Okay? That's the Shita Lamaisa. That's what the Mordechai holds. Okay? Fine. And then there is a third Shita. Okay? The third Shita is the Mordechai in Maseches Kedushin on Tav Kuf Hey. B'shem the Kadosh Midarvash. The Rishon that was called the Kadosh Midarvash. Dalin Reish Vav Shin. The Gedolei Achronim transposed and they called it Kadosh Miradosh. They transposed the Dalin and the Reish. They had the Dalin before, they have the Reish before the Dalin. Kadosh Miradosh. In the Mordechai, it's the Kadosh Midarvash. You want me to write it down? Kadosh. In the Mordechai, it's the Kadosh Midarvash. And the Gedolei Achronim quoted the Kadosh Miradosh. This is Barbus. We have to make sure we know this. Okay? It's a tremendous chesaron. Anyone who learned it and does not know the Kadosh Miradosh. Okay? What does the Kadosh Miradosh say? You know what he says? Please get it. He says that Shliach Osa Shliach only works by Gerushin because Gerushin is all powerful because the woman can get divorced against her will. Evan, this is the sheet, the third sheet now, the Kadosh Miradosh. Shliach Osa Shliach is only by Gerushin because it's all powerful. It's all powerful. And therefore the Shliach has an amazing amount of koyach, therefore he can appoint another Shliach. By Kedushin you always need her will. You cannot mekadesh a woman against her will. Therefore, the institution of Shliach Osa Shliach does not apply at all to Kedushin. This is the svara of the Kadosh Miradosh. So what emerges is really three sheets. The Mordechai says that Shliach Osa Shliach, correct, applies what? Mordechai applies both the Gittin and Kedushin by a Shliach Olah. Yes? Yeah? The Tosfos Rid says Shliach Osa Shliach only applies by Gittin and by Kedushin Shtar. but it will not apply to Kedusha Kesef. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu holds that Shliach Osa Shliach is only by Gittin and never by Kedusha. Because Gittin is powerful because it's strong, because you can divorce her against her will, both parents are going to get her. Kedusha, you always need a rust, you're never giving her anything strong. It's always a problem of what we'll call Nili. That's what he says. Always a problem of Nili, that's what he says. Okay. The truth is there's a fourth Shita. Who's the fourth Shita? The Meiri. Who is the Meiri? That Shliach Osa Shliach works by what? Everything. So there really are four Shitas. Right? There really are four Shitas. It works Bein La'olacha, Bein La'kabbalah, Bein La'git, and Bein La'kiddushin. Okay? Now, let's get to the following. We want to give now five nachminimis between the Tosfos Rid and the Kadosh Miradosh. The Tosfos Rid said that Shliach Osa Shliach only works by giving because you're giving the person what? A chefsa. That if it's lost, you always got to go back to him. So you're giving him a treasure. Right? You're giving him something important. Therefore, Shliach Osa Shliach. What about according to who? What about according to the Kadosh Miradosh? Why is Shliach Osa Shliach by Gerushin? Yaakov, because it's against her will. So you have a tremendous amount of power. The Shliach has an immense amount of power, you can appoint another Shliach. Kedushin, you need her always for her consent. Okay? So they both agree regarding what? The Din. They both agree that Shliach Osa Shliach is only by Gerushin, not by Kedushin. The question is why? They do argue on the case of Shtar, right? The Tosfos Rid will say what? What's the nafkamin between the Tosfos Rid and the Kadosh Miradosh? What's the nafkamin in Shtar, right? That's, we're going to list six nafkaminis. The first nafkamin is Shtar. Is Shtar good? You're Makadosh woman, how do they Shtar? You give it to a Shliach. Can the Shliach make another Shliach? According to the Tosfos Rid, yes. Because the Shliach, the Shtar's lost, you got to go back to him to write it up to Shmuel. So you're giving him a treasure. According to the Kadosh Miradosh, of course not. You always need her will. It's Mili. It's a problem of Mili. Okay. So let's mention five other nafkaminas. Each nafkamina we have to go through. Actually we'll mention five. The first one is the one we just mentioned, okay, about Shtar. And the truth is, there is a dark emosha in Simon Laman Esif Kutnyud who adds, somehow if you gave a ring, there are some poskim to say if you gave a ring, it's like a star. I don't know why that's true though. A ring is like kesef. But there's a dark emotion that says giving a ring should be like giving a star. The Beis Shmuel there in Simon Laman Esif Kutnyud Vav has three shitas regarding a ring. Okay? It's interesting. But the truth is, the first nafkamina, as we mentioned, according to the Mordechai, there's no difference in kesef and shtar. A shliach can never make another shliach because you are not in charge. You need her das. But when it comes to what? When it comes to the Tosfos Rid will say, if it's shtar, you can. If it's kesef, you can. And we're saying a ring might be like a shtar. Whatever svar that might be, I don't know. I don't know why that should be, Lamaisa. But why should a ring be like shtar? A ring should be like kesef. So then a kesef lishma. Okay, well, maybe that's the svar, but there's no din of lishma and kesef yos. Okay, that's the first nafkamin. Very good. Second nafkamin, let's get it. First nafkamin is kedusha shtar. That's the first nafkamin. Kedusha shtar. Number one. Number two. There is a sefer called the Get Poshim, one from the Gedolei Achronim. He has the following suffix. What happens if you tell two or three guys, you tell two guys, give a get. You tell three guys, kisnu v'chasnu t'nu. You tell three guys, write it, sign it, and give it. What do? They go ahead and write it and sign it, and then they tell other guys to give it. Is that a problem of Mili? That is never discussed in the Gemara. Nachum, I'll give you the case. Guy told two guys, or he told three guys? He told two guys, let's say, write. He told two guys, let's say, give it. Or he told three guys, write it, sign it, and give it. And what did the three guys do? They wrote it and signed it. But they told other guys to give the get. Is that a problem of Mealy? That's a Suffolk in the great safer get portion, one of the Gedolei Achronim. That's a Suffolk in one of the Gedolei Achronim, the get portion. Oh. You follow me, Mike? You got the Suffolk? Nerds, you told three guys, write, sign, and give. They wrote it and signed it themselves, but they told other guys to give it. Is that Mealy? Is that called Mealy? So the Tzos Achoshin in Simon Reishmem Dalet Sivkot and Gimel says, what's the pshat? He says, by Kesef Kedushin, what's the din? What was the Svara of the Tosfos Rid? What was the Svara of the Tosfos Rid? By Kesef, you could just whip out money out of your own pocket, yes? What happens if that get is lost? Is that true? Not true in this case, Eitan. He told them to write it and sign it. So they lost the get they wrote. They don't have to go back for the same direction. Let them write up another one. They already were given a command. So he writes they don't have to go back. And therefore what? They weren't given a real what? Since they were not given what? Something that they have to go back to the husband. They were not given a treasure. Since they were not given a treasure, that's called Mealy. And therefore, according to Tosfos Rid, it would be puzzle that get. Because you're not allowed to transfer that over. Because what they did was not something that what that they had to go back to the husband for. They wrote it inside and they asked someone else to give it. They're not allowed to do that. It's Mealy. What's my proof of Mealy? That if they lost the get, they didn't have to go back. Because in this case, Eitan, they were told to write and sign it themselves. So if they lost it, they don't have to go back for a direction again. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek says. Please get this. But if you hold like the Mordechai, what does the Mordechai say? That getting is always okay. Why? Shliach Choser Shliach. Why? Because what? Because you can force, you can divorce her against her will. Would they be able to appoint someone to do the Nesina? Yes or no? Would they be able to? Would it be called Mealy? No, it would be fine. Exactly. Please get this down. The subject of the get pushed. According to the Mordechai, it would be fine. Subject shall I get pushed. It would be totally fine. Not a problem at all, none whatsoever. You follow what I'm saying? Because what they wrote up and signed, they don't have to go back to the husband. So what they got is only Mealy. So according to Tosfos Rid, that's Mealy. According to the Mordechai, it's all based on Gerushin being Baal Korcho. So therefore, it's all Baal Korcho. They can shift and have someone else give it. Isaac, you follow me? Therefore, there's no chisaron of one. There's no chisaron of one of Mealy. That's a second document. Oh. Number three. Third document. Matonim. What's the din of matonim? What do you mean by matonim? I send Ari to give a gift to Seth. A shliach. On his way, Ari gets tired. Can he appoint Yitzi to give Seth the gift? Do you say shliach also shliach by matonim? The ksos in Simon Reish Mem Dalet Sifkot and Beis, the Sifkot right before it, proves that if the Makabel does not want to receive it, can you force a guy to accept the gift? Can I force you to accept the gift? No way. It's not like a get before Harem Dravid of Gershom. You can't force a guy to Makabel Matonin. Since you cannot force a guy to Makabel Matonin, what's the din? What's the halacha since you can't force a guy to Makabel Matonin? It's not a Matonin. So according to the Mordechai, it should be called what? You tell me. Mealy, excellent. It should be called Mealy. And even if Yitzi gave it to Seth, it's not a matana. If the Kenyan is not chal, Seth didn't want it. It's not a matana. But according to the Tosfos Rid, what would you say? What would you say according to the Tosfos Rid? Is it good or not? What do you say, Yossi? It's good. Why is it good? Why is it not Mealy? What happens if it gets lost? I gave him $100. To give a gift to Ari, to give it to Seth. And he goes in and gives it to Yitzi. What happens if the money's lost? What's the luck if the money's lost? The shliach's not able to give him a tana for the mishliach. Not biyado. There's no achrayas, right? There's no achrayas on the aveda. It's not called mili. You understand what I'm saying? I wanted to give him a tana to what? I myself wanted to give him a tana to Seth. Yitzi could whip out the money. Ari could whip out the money. But the bottom line, whose matana would it be? Then it would be Yitzi's, then it would be Ari's. The only way that I could give them a ton is if they go back and get the stuff from me again. You follow me? So they're always needing to come back to me. So I gave them a treasure. And here it's no pun on words. Here I gave them a lot of money. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're not chayav b'achrayus if it's lost. And it's also not biyado. According to the Tosfos Reed Lamaisa, right? It's not heina biyado, right? The shliach's not able to maintain. It's not biyado that they should give money. How do you know that? How do you know that Ari Lamaisa? And that's absurd. There's no chiyuv achrayus. Yeah, what do you want to say, Josh? Because Kedusha Kesef will represent me. You follow what I'm saying? Who am I going to be married to? I'm going to be married to the woman. Matana, there's no status. The bottom line is that Yitzi ended up giving the money, or Ari gave the money. I understand, because why is that? Because if the money is given, even if the shliach whips out his own money, who becomes married? The chassan becomes married to the kala. In this case, a matana. No, but I'm saying this, but by matana, we don't view it as if I've won. That's what I'm saying. We don't view it as if I've given it. We view it as Yitzi gave his own money or Ari gave his own money. Because no status, you know what I'm saying? There's no chalos status. A chassan becomes married to the woman. Even if the shliach whips out his own money, he gives the money to the woman, she becomes married. You follow what Josh was asking? See, he wants to say, just like by the kesef, the shliach could have whipped out his own money, and therefore it's mili. But the shliach whips out his own money, they become married. Here, when the shliach whips out his own money, it's still under my matana. In order to make it my matana to Seth, you got to run back and get the money from me. Plus the fact, if you guys lose the money, you're not chayav b'achrayus. You're not chayav b'achrayus. That's what we assume. You're not chayav b'achrayus on the aveda. So the ikar shlichus is not called mili.
Why is matana seen as kesef?
So that's what he was saying. So because I'm saying is that by the kesef, when the shliach whips out the money, right? Who ends up getting married? Not the shliach, the chassan. But he did it on his own, so he didn't really give him a treasure. By matana, the only way I can give a matana to Seth is if Ari or Yitzi give my money to Seth, not their own money. You understand what I'm saying? Plus the fact they have no chiyuv achrayus. And it's not biyodo. The ha'ena biyodo. Ena shliach yichol latet matana zu avur ha'mishaleach. If it's lost, how on earth can they do that? What? That's a height of chutzpah for Yitzi and Ari to say, oh, it's a beautiful thing they're doing, shelling out their own $100 and saying that David Hirsch wants to give a matana to what? To Seth, right? That's a beautiful gesture you guys are doing, right? But that's a height of chutzpah, Yitzi and Ari. I wanted to give them a ton of $100 to Seth myself. How dare you guys do that? I mean, it's hard to imagine. You hear what I'm saying? Mehechet tasted, they have the koch to do that. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, you're going to say, you could have said the same thing by the woman? I mean, you could have said the same thing by the woman. The chassan wanted to give his own money to the woman, you mean? What'd you say? Right, right. At least he's getting, but I'm saying, in theory, Ellie, you could have said, the chassan could have said, listen, I wanted to give my own money to Mekadosher. You know what I'm saying? What'd you say? Okay, but that's theoretical. I think the word is that matana is, the bottom line is, I want to give my gift to her. By condition, we just care about, did the kala get money on behalf of the chassan? That's the pshat. You hear what I'm saying? Matana, by its very nature, is very personal. And the fact is, you guys have no achrayus if you lose it anyway. It's got to come from me. You hear what I'm saying? You guys are all making great points, but that's the bottom line. Matana's got to come from me. So therefore, when I gave you guys that, that is not mealy. You guys always got to come back to me if it's lost. You don't have a harayas, but if you want to give Matana from me, you got to get the money from me. By kedushin, I gave you kesef kedushin mekadesh a woman from me, if you lost the money, whip out your own. Oh, I was interested in getting married. I didn't make it tonight. I want you to give my money. Matana by its very nature is what? Is give my money. You know what I'm saying? Matana is to create a personal relationship. I wasn't interested in getting $100 from anyone. I was interested in getting $100 from me. That's the very nature of a gift. It makes sense, no? Okay, I mean, I'm happy if he gets $100 from another guy, but the truth of the matter is, how can you call that a matana from me? That's not on your koach to do that. Whereas by kedushin, the goal of kedushin anytime, you follow what I'm saying, was to marry the woman. Who cares if it wasn't my money? If the shlich whips out his own money, shows on fine, it's kafirlik, at least he got married. That's what I'm saying. It's a very good point, but I think that's what you got to say. So, nachamo, the third nafkamina is matana. What's a nafkamina? I appoint a shlich to deliver a matana to a friend. Can that shlich make another shlich? According to the Tosfos Rid, yes, it's not mealy. Because you've been given a tremendous amount of what? Koach. What do I mean by koach? Because if the money's lost, you've got to go back to the original guy. So he gave you a tremendous treasure. So you had a lot of koach. So you could appoint another shlich. You follow what I'm saying? Whereas according to the Mordechai, can we ever force Seth to mekabel matana? No, never. So it's like gerushin. So then it's mealy nachamo. Ein shlich osi shlich. Everyone got this? It's a board. Got it? It's a war. Mike, you got it? Well, fourth nafkamina. Let's get this. Everyone points was excellent. Very good. Fourth nafkamina. Oh. The Xos makes an unbelievable riot. Okay? Oh. This is unbelievable. Xos. The Gemara has a case in Gittin on Chof Dalad Amanalf. Runs as follows. Husband says to a woman, he gives her a get, he says, take your get, go to place X. At place X, I want you to give the get to a shliach laholacha, a second. She's the first shliach laholacha. He says to her, give it to a second shliach laholacha, and then let that shliach laholacha turn around and give the get to you to receive the get at that place, and you'll be divorced. You got it? Nachamo. Choftal and Amanal. The husband gives the get to a woman. Says, take the get to place X. Appoint the second shliach laholacha. Then that shliach laholacha will turn around and give you the get there. You'll be divorced. Okay? Oh. Let me ask you, and this is what he points out. Very, very interesting. He says, what's unique about this case? What's unique about this case? It can never be Baal Korcha, because she's holding the reins, no? She's the one who's appointing the Shliach LaHalacha, so he says, this is a case where it's what? Where Lamaisa, it's not Baal Korcha. She doesn't want to get divorced, she won't get divorced. So if that's the case, what should come out from this? According to the Kadosh Miradosh, what's the Kasha, John? Let's get it. This is Galalpik, Mamish. Well, if you hold like the Kadosh Miradosh, who holds you don't say Shliach Osa Shliach by what? Who holds you don't say it by Kedushin, but by Gerushin do, because it's what? Against her will. Well, we've talked about a case where it's not against her what? It's not against her will. She's the one who's holding the reins. So what's the Kasha? How on earth could she make a what? Shliach Sheni, it should be Mealy. You got the kasha? It's a beautiful kasha. Zach, you got it? It should be Mealy. You understand what I'm saying? What's the whole, what does the Mordechai say? What does the Kodesh Baruch say? Why is Shliach Sheni good by getting? Because you divorce her against her will. So you give the Shliach a tremendous amount of koach, so you can appoint another Shliach Sheni. This case is by definition, you can't divorce against the rule. She's holding the reins. This is the Shliach LaHalacha, the first one. She's appointing a second Shliach LaHalacha, then she's going to receive it. So if she doesn't want to get divorced, she'll tell the husband, she won't go to place X. No? Correct? So if that's the case, that element falls away. So Nachamo, how could she appoint another shliach? She'd be Neely.
But can you follow me? She'd be Neely. That's the kasha.
Kids, you got me? Oh. So he says, it's still about work. Because once she appoints the second guy, he can throw it at her. That's what he says. Okay? He can throw it at her against her will. So it is an element about birth. Because once she appoints the second guy, it's out of her hands. Okay? So Nachamo, it is Bachwerk. It is Bachwerk. This is what he wants to say. Okay? But there's a difficulty. Why is this a difficulty? Because there's a Maran Padovin Seder Aged who implies that the Shliach Rishon can always vatal the second Shliach. So it's not totally out of her hands. The Maran Padovin the Seder Aged says, they used to make a Shruah. They used to make the Shliach Rishon take a Shruah that he would not vatal the Shliach Sheni. What does that imply? That if you didn't take a shvuah, the shliach rishon can always nullify the shliach sheni. So shkoyach that she appointed the shliach sheni, and the shliach sheni can throw the get at her against her will. But before the shliach sheni throws the get against her at her will, she can what? She can nullify it. So nachamo it becomes a case where it's what? Where it's not balpur. You follow me? Nachamo it becomes a case where it's not balpur. So kasha should be mealy. Should be Neely. You got me? Isaac, you follow me? Should be Neely. Seth, you got me? Should be Neely again. Even if she appoints the second Shliach, though, and he could throw it against her against her will, but she could be Mavatala. So she's still holding the reins. So if she's still holding the reins, nothing more than should be Neely. Oh. So what's the Terrence? Please get it. The Terence is, must be, Zukter, must be that it's Omer Imru. Must be that Omer Imru works. This case is the case of Omer Imru. He told her to tell another guy. Omer Imru is not a problem of Neely. Meaning, that if you hold like the Kodesh Mirodosh, if you hold like the Kodesh Mirodosh, you must also hold that Omer Imru is kosher. I'm going to write this here now. Kodesh Mirodosh. Get the whole shtickle Torah now. The Kodesh Mirodosh must hold like Shmuel, who holds Omer Imru is kosher, who's like the second possibility. That the chisaron is that the shliach rishon can't pass over words. This is the kodesh mirodosh. The kodesh mirodosh holds the chisaron is the second possibility. Because the only reason why that case is good is because you must say over your roots kosher. But according to the Tosis Rid, over your roots is what? What is Omer Imru going to be, according to us, John? Tosas Rin is going to cut us for us. Tosas Rin is going to say Omer Imru is puzzle. Tosas Rin would say Omer Imru is puzzle. According to Tosas Rin, Omer Imru is also a problem, Neely. Because what is the first possibility? It's a chesaron in the minui, Elisa. Then what? Then you can't tell the first guy words. You can't say to tell the first guy to tell the second guy words. The male and Cain. You got me? It's beautiful. It's a promised moment. So now we get to Rebbe Kiveger's Bam Kasha. John. Oh. Rebbe Kiveger. In the Jewish Vechidish, the Daflamet Gimel. The Jewish Vechidish, the Daflamet Beres. Says like this. Amazing, Rebbe Kiveger. Listen to this gotcha that Kiveger asks. Oh! Lefi the Kodesh Mirodosh, similar to John's kasher. It was John's kasher. You're mechaber mikveger. How do you appoint a shliach rishon in kedushin? How do you appoint a shliach rishon in kedushin? If you hold Omer Imru as puzzle, how do you get the first shliach off the ground? It's a chesar and a minui. The kodesh merodesh, you never are in control. You always need her what? You always need her das. You always need her das. If you always need her das, how do you appoint a first shliach? Even appointing the first shliach should be a problem immediately. This is Rabbi Kiveg's kasha. The feed of the kodesh merodesh is shliach's kedushin is immediately. The whole Omer Imru is puzzle. Then it should be a problem of shliach rishon. How do you appoint a shliach l'kedusha? You understand that? So what's the answer to that kasha? Everyone got the kasha? How do you appoint a first shliach? According to the svar of the kodesh merodesh kedushin, you're never in control. So if you're never in control, by definition, it's chesaron in the minui. If it's chesaron in the minui, then what's the pshat? If you hold Omer Imru as possible, Lamais, if it's all Omer Imru is possible, and that's what we're saying, it's chesaron in the minui. That's the svar of the kodesh merodesh. Sorry. If you hold Lamais, I spilled the beans. What's the answer? The answer is, you must hold that Omer Imru is kosher. See, what does Rabbi Kiveger say, John? He says, if you hold that what? Omer Imru is possible, then how could you ever appoint a first shliach as what? How could you ever appoint a first shliach to a kedushin? My response to that is, Omer Imru is kosher according to Kodesh Meradosh. Omer Imru is kosher. His whole kasha was premise based on Omer Imru is possible. Omer Imru is kosher. You understand what I'm saying? Don't build up a kasha. Oh, if you hold like the Kodesh Meradosh, and you hold Omer Imru is what? Possible. Then how do you appoint the first shliach? The answer is the Kodesh Meradosh holds that Omer Imru is what? Is kosher. The chisaron according to the Kodesh Meradosh is that the shliach rishon can't give over. But the Baal can appoint a shliach rishon. That's the shtickle turner that we're answering. You follow what I'm saying? That's the answer that we're saying. Now let's finish this up is that according to Rabbi Kiveger, what did Rabbi Kiveger ask? He obviously didn't hold like this. What did Rabbi Kiveger say? So first of all, one answer we could say is like this, and this is what I want you to get. Very important. The relation that Stiper say, it might be similar to Ksivus Aget. When the shliach is not mekadesh or doesn't do any maisa, then it's called mute. When the shliach doesn't mekadesh or doesn't do any maisa, it's called mute. And there he can't give that over to other people. But when the shliach himself is mekadesh someone, he becomes a shliach on a maisa. If there's a gemar hadover, then there's no problem with mute. For example, the beginning of the fourth parak. What does the beginning of the fourth parak talk about? What does it say in the Mishnah that a husband can make a shliach to mevatel again? Why is that not mili? Rabbi Kiveger asks. What's the answer? Because if you tell a shliach to write something, write again, that's not a gemar hadover. That's mili. But where the nigmar hadover, then the shlichus works through mili. And bittul again is a gemar hadover. According to the sheet that holds that, a shliach works for a faras nadarim. That's a gemar hadover. Whenever there's a gemar hadover, it's not mili. So one answer to answer that kasha we said is that the kodesh merodesh holds Omer Imru's kasha. But even if you don't want to answer that kasha, you could say that here it's not mealy to appoint a first shliach, because when the shliach actually does the kedushin, that's not considered to be mealy. It's a maisa. Second terrence the stiper says is when you shliach the kedushin works. And this is what we said, it's the same basic terrace that it's a gemar double. But why did Rabbi Kiveger not hold like that? Rabbi Kiveger didn't hold like that because you need the das of the woman. If you need the das of the woman, it's not called what? A gemar double. It's not called a gemar double. You need the das of the woman. That's Rabbi Kiveger has the cash. But the fourth nafkamina that we want to get here, and this is what I want you to get, the fourth nafkamina that we're saying here, and this is the chiddush. The way we'll call the fourth nafkamina is the notion of what the sugya and daf of da. Sugya and daf of da. I'll write it even more. The tzak of Omer Imru. Tzak shall Omer Imru. The tzak of Omer Imru, according to Kodesh Meradosh, will be kosher. Because according to the controversy, Sardis number two, according to Tosfos Rid, what's the Pesach HaBon Rimru? What's the Pesach HaBon Rimru according to Tosfos Rid? Hustle! Because the Chesardis in the Minui. Even if you tell a guy to tell another guy, it's a Chesardis in the Minui. So that'll be a fourth one, Nachgemina. And that answers Rebbe Kileger's Kasha. You follow what I'm saying? Now John will ask me, according to Tosfos Rid, who holds all rooms puzzle, it's one, how do you appoint a first Shliach? So I'll tell you what we just said. That it's a Gemara Dover, right? It's a Gemara Dover, it's not considered to be Mili. According to Tosfos Rid, what's the whole word of Tosfos Rid? The whole word of Tosfos Rid is you don't have her dots. You don't have her dots, right? So what do you mean you don't have her dots? So how can you appoint a first Shliach? So first of all, I can tell you it's just a puzzle. That I can always say. It's a special din that you could appoint a shtid for Kiddushin. But before I can explain, it's a Gemara Dover. Rebbe Kileger asked him because he only knew the Dastor was not called a Gemara Dover. It's been held not that way. Okay, we got this? I'm saying the whole premise of Rebbe Kileger's Kasher doesn't start. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu Paskin Omer Mu is Kasher. That's proof of the Machlokes. Oh, fifth Nachgemina. Let's get to it because everyone wants to talk. We got down into the Spanish. Let's get the fifth Nachgemina. Listen to this. There is a Chiddush. There is a Chiddush. And the following. The note of Yehuda Ibn Ezer, Simonai Hei, Mechadish. The man gives a get to his wife. She's divorced. Is he allowed to do it against her will, this man said? No. There was what we call the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. What was the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom? You're not allowed to divorce your wife against her will. Correct? There are three Cherem that you make. You can't open someone's mail. You can't divorce someone's wife against her will. You can't marry multiple women. Okay? Fine. What happens if a husband gives a get to a shaliach and the shaliach gives the get against the woman's will? What's that called? Ein shliach, lidwar, a mayor. You did a mayor. You didn't listen to the. You broke the chair. Anytime you say ein shliach lidwar mayor, you don't toss this right above the tzir yudim and beis. It's two terutzim. This is definitely according to one terutzim. No beautiful is according to both terutzim. The whole shliach just goes up in smoke. She's not divorced. Ein shliach lidwar mayor. Shliach is the table. You got me? Amazing. Oh, listen to what the Xos asks in Simon Kuf Pei Bei Zivkan Beis. The Xos in Simon Kuf Pei Bei Zivkan Beis. Amazing. You know what he asks? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Kodesh Miradosh, that Shlichos and Shlich works by Gittin, it does not work by Kiddushin. The favors, please get it. The Kodesh Miradosh, yes, yes, yes. The Mechaber Paskins like it. Simon Lamed Vav Sifei. He Paskins like the Kodesh Miradosh. Shlicho Shal Shlicho works by Kiddushin. Doesn't work by Kiddushin. Does not have control. If you take the Mordech, the Kodesh Miradosh, nowadays, after the year 1000, whenever the great Rebbe Gershom lived, there is no difference nowadays between Gittin and Kiddushin. None. Because what was the whole theory of the Kodesh Miradosh? Kiddushin is not in your control, you're not. Gittin is in your control, you get divorced, get your will. Nowadays it's not in your control, you need her consent. So in a case where it's a shliach osa shliach case, the whole psak of the mechaber should go out the window. Shliach osa shliach, we said, is by Gittin, but not by Kiddushin. Why should it be by Gittin nowadays? It's not in your control, it should be Mili. Should be a problem of Mili. Now the Ksos says, in a case where there was only one Shliach, and the husband said to the Shliach, deliver it again to his wife. Okay, the husband meant to give it to her with her consent. The Shliach could care less, he throws it against her will. In that case, you would not say, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, because the Shliach did his own Isser. The husband didn't command it. In that case, the get would take effect. In that case, the get would be effect if the shliach did it on his own. Okay? Shliach did an aveir of his own aveir. But that wasn't part of the command. But if you have a case of shliach osa shliach, it should be a problem of nili, both by kid and by kedushin. And that's a major problem. And that's a kasha that Zos asks. I'm the one. Let's talk about the case of get bal korcho. That's the kasha that Zos asks. I'm the one. I'm the note of Yehudi. See, he takes the note of Yehudi's case and says, oh, what a note of Yehudi's psak about ancient of our Vera get bal korcho. He says, oh, what of your psak will be by what? A case of shliach osa shliach. In that case, everything should go up in smoke based on the din of what Neely. Everything should go up in smoke based on the din of Neely, and kidney condition should be equivalent. I grant you, the note of Yehudi's case is not talking about a case of shliach osa shliach, but it says if you take your theory and apply it to a case of shliach osa shliach, right, then that's a problem of Neely, both by kidney and condition nowadays, according to what? The Kodesh Merodesh. So the Pesach of the Mechaber is very difficult. After the Cherem Darabin and Gershom, it's very, very difficult. You follow what I'm saying? However, if you hold what the Tosus read, what does the Tosus read say? What does the Tosus read say? The difference between Gittin and Kedushin is not really the difference between Gittin, the difference between Chetzin and what? And the nothing. Chetzin Mili. According to the Tosus read, this Kasha doesn't start. Of course there's a difference between Gittin and Kedushin. At least what? Gittin and what? Kesef Kedushin. Star Kedushin and Get are the same. Shliach osa shliach. Kesef Kedushin is much different because you don't have to run back to the husband. So this whole kasha doesn't start. Now I don't have an answer for this. In the notes he says that if you look in the Xos answered the kasha. He didn't answer. He answered the kasha mitzad in shliach ledevar aveira. That he said it won't be a problem of shliach ledevar aveira. The answer, the kasha won't be a problem of shliach ledevar aveira in a case where what? Where the husband just gave a command to deliver the get, and the shliach on his own did a bar. That won't be called in shliach ledevar aveira. But he doesn't answer for the mechaber. The mechaber clearly quotes the Kodesh Merodesh, but nowadays it should be different because of the Cherem Darabin and Gershom. We're just pointing out that that kasha doesn't start, you all like the Tosfos. The problem is the mechaber doesn't postulate the Tosfos. So that's what we are saying is the fifth method in this case of Bisman Azeh, get by fork of Bisman Azeh. That's the fifth method in between the Tesis Rid and the Kadosh. They what? They Rodosh. Okay? That's a fifth method that we're saying from the Kadosh Merodosh. Now, let's just close with the following, and that is that there are two ways to learn this machlokis in the mission, okay? The Chidushi Aran and Sanach Bava Medei says one approach is that Rav Meir and Rav Yosef are arguing about Mili is Mili Minstrel of Bezdin. That's one approach. Rav Meir says yes, and Rav Yosef says no, okay? The second approach is that Rav Meir and Rav Yosef are arguing about Omer Imru, whether Omer Imru is acceptable. Rav Meir says it is, and Rav Yossi says it is not acceptable at all. It is not acceptable at all. Okay? Everyone holds Mili Lo Mitzvah Shliach, meaning according to the second approach. Everyone holds Mili Lo Mitzvah Shliach. The whole Machlokes is by Omer Imru. Okay? Those are two approaches that one can learn off the mission. Okay? Is the Machlokes by Mili? Rav Meir says it's fine, Mili. Rav Yossi says it's not fine. Second approach, everyone holds Mili is bad, the Machlokes is Omer Imru Kashana, maybe that is food for the Machlokes. Okay, so this is a very fascinating topic. Whether Shlichus does not toface, not nipas on words. Shlichus only works on actions. Or not actions, on chafotzen. On chafotzen. So the question is, nobody said, we just went through five nafkeminas, the notes in the Taisus read, between the Kodesh Merodosh and the Tesrit. But in essence, there were four shittas. Let's just close with the summarization of the four shittas. What were they? The Mi'ini Zogin. Shliach lo halacha, shliach osa shliach. Bein b'kitten, bein b'kedushin, bein lo halacha, bein l'kabala. Number one, that's the Mi'ini. The other side of the polar is who? The Kodesh what? The Kadosh Miradosh, who says what? Shliach Osa Shliach. By what? Shliach Osa Shliach by what? By Gittin only, not by Kiddushin. Right? Yes? That was the second Shita. Then we have the Shita of what? The Tosis Rid that says Shliach Osa Shliach by Gittin and by Star Kiddushin, but by Kesef, no. And then we have the Shita who? Of the Mordechai that says what? Shliach Osa Shliach by what? By Gittin and by Kiddushin, both by Kesef and by Star. Right? But there's a fifth sheet that we should just point out is, and that was the first Tosis Rid that said what? That Shliach Osa Shliach does not apply to what? To a Shliach LaKabbalah. That's Mamish Mili. And that just closed, that was goof with Xeris HaKosev, you could say. Do you know that Gemara has a special Xeris HaKosev that a woman can appoint a Shliach LaKabbalah? Why do you need a Xeris HaKosev? Because I would have thought that's called Mili. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. I would have thought that is Mili itself. That's Kufa de Chiddush. The reason why you need a Pusik to tell me that a woman can appoint a what? A Shliach LaKabbalah is because I would have thought it's what? It's Mili. Kamashman, it's not Mili. That's the Chiddush. Kamashman, it's not called what? Mili. You follow me? Or you could say like a Vicky Vager that is Kamashman, it's called the Gemara Adon. Because she's readying herself to accept the get. So anytime it's a Gemara Adon, it's not called Mili. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day. Tomorrow we have to get regular.